FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, so join us on the phones at 1-800-259-9231, where anything goes, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem, whatever's on your mind, we want to hear about it. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You can go to freetalklive.com and you can use the live stream. We have a broadband live stream and we have a dial-up stream.
One size does not fit all when it comes to Free Talk Live. We actually customize our stream.
Now, our broadband stream is as good as the one we send to...
If not better.
If not better than the one we send to our syndicator.
Exactly. So,
hear us.
Check it out at freetalklive.com.
64 glorious
kilobits per
kilowatts or whatever.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. So if you like being living under a tyrannical government, then don't go to freestateproject.org. If you like socialism, you don't want to go to freestateproject.org. But if you like freedom, you like liberty, and you like the idea of actually having a shot at living as a free person sometime in your lifetime, it is really your only option. Man, let's talk about those crazy krauts. What are they doing these days?
This is the weirdest article I've got here. I pulled it off of FARC.com, and... It's Reuters, out of Berlin, nearly a quarter of Western Germans and 12% of Easterners want the Berlin Wall back. More than 15 years after the wall, after the fall of the barrier that split Germany during the Cold War, according to a survey. Now, obviously, the wall's not going to do a damn thing. They clearly want East Germany to be back under communist, quote-unquote, communist control.
Okay.
Control of the Communist Party. Russia. Soviet Union, I should say. The results of the poll...
they're dissolved now, so
yes,
that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. But I think what they're saying is that we liked life better then.
Really? They don't get along with each other very well, huh?
The results of the poll published on Saturday reflected diehard animosities over high reunification costs, lowering Western standards of living and economic turmoil in the East. The survey of 2,000 Germans by Berlin's Free University and pollsters Forsa found 24% of those living in Western Germany want the wall back. Double the Eastern level. So the Easterners like the freedom better than the Westerners like paying for the Easterners' freedom. And that makes sense.
Huh, interesting.
Freedom should...
Why would you have to pay for someone else's freedom? I don't understand.
Because it's a socialist government.
Right. Well, they're not really free then, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean... they're certainly more relatively free.
They're more free today than they were 15 years ago,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Under
although they're
control.
Still under socialist control, which doesn't make life too much more pleasant.
Yeah, I think it does. I
mean, they have a rampant unemployment in Germany right now. I mean, haven't you heard they're over 10% unemployment? One out of every 10 people in Germany doesn't have a job?
You really think that life is was somehow better in East Germany before the wall fell than it is now?
I'm not saying that. Okay. I'm just saying that what you got now ain't that sharp.
It's good. In comparison?
One out of every 10 people being unemployed? Socialism? Not good. Okay, in comparison, it's a step up.
I'd rather be unemployed in America than I would be employed in Red China. Thanks.
Okay. Well, the difference between Red China and Germany is just a few degrees. Socialism versus communism, not that far apart, man.
Which depends on which sort of... we have socialism in this country. Socialism,
yes, we do.
Is a large, gray...
And
spectrum.
We're not that far away from communism in this country. We talked about the different communist planks. We've got, what, like 7 or 8 out of 10 of the communist planks implemented here in this nation?
I think it was like 7 or 8.
Yeah. We're almost there.
But there was different degrees to those planks, too.
Of course.
In Berlin itself, 11% of Westerners and 8% of Easterners said yes when asked, would it be better if the wall between the East and West were still standing? So Berliners were less likely to say that than, you know, people in the far West or... you know, deeper east, I guess.
Because they were divided before, more specifically divided.
Right,
and therefore...
Berlin was basically a, you know, little town in the middle of East Germany.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was a big city in the that was walled off in the middle
right.
of East Germany. Okay, The Berlin Wall was breached on November 9th, 1989, paving the way for the unification of communist East Germany with the West on October the 3rd, 1990, but billions of euros, dollars, spent rebuilding the East have failed to prop up the depressed region, which is plagued by high unemployment and a shrinking population. The poll also found that 47%, listen to these numbers, 47% of the Easterners agree with the statement that the West, and that's West Germany, not West, like, world, acquired the East like a colony. So they,
47% of Easterners
say that the West acquired the East like a colony, so there's a certain amount of exploitation,
is what
they're claiming. And while 58% of the Westerners back the statement that Easterners tend to wallow in self-pity.
58% of the Westerners think that Easterners wallow in self-pity. Oh,
yes.
I'm a victim, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Oh, give me your welfare, help us.
Well, you give somebody welfare for a little while, and
right.
and they're going to say what it takes to get it back.
Well,
it's an addictive thing.
Plus, if you were raised in communism, you really do, you get brainwashed. I mean, we were talking, we've talked about these religious cults that raise people in this kind of closed-off zone area where they're not allowed to go outside of the area. They're completely indoctrinated by the religious cult. Well, communism is nothing nothing more than that, basically. In fact, communism was actually originally based on crazy religious zealots and what they wanted. But if you are indoctrinated into this communist system, and then all of a sudden someone throws a more free system at you, and again, socialism, it's a difference of degrees, but it's still, they're more free now than they were. They don't know how to handle it. I remember, I wish I had the story, but I remember seeing a story a few years back about how a McDonald's came and opened up in one of the former Soviet nations, and people didn't know what to think. They didn't know how to go in to order, and they just could not get their minds around the concept of
how a McDonald's works.
How it works and why it works the way it works. And I think that actual store ended up failing as a result, because the people in the former communist nation just couldn't get it. They just could not figure out the market. They couldn't understand the most basic mechanisms of how it worked because they were so brainwashed.
I always wonder how McDonald's work in other countries when it's my understanding that in so many countries it's just difficult to make a living, like what we would call a living, and the prices must be different. And if so, are we paying much, much more than we need to for a Big Mac value meal at McDonald's? Do you understand where I'm going with this?
You're saying, are they... okay, I don't know. What does a cheeseburger cost these days? 99 cents?
Well, I'm saying the Big Mac value meal costs $5.
$5.
French fries, Big Mac, soda. And I'm saying over in China, let's say, where the average person works for $2 a day, I think the numbers are.
It couldn't possibly be $5 American.
Right, because that would be 2.5 days' wages for a hamburger, a soda, and some fries. And you take the family there, and you're talking about, at least a week's worth of wages, if not more.
Yeah.
So then,
I don't know. Maybe
they make that much more in Beijing than they do in the outlands of China. Do you understand what the hinterland?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do they make that much more in Beijing? So the average Beijinger makes, I don't know, say 10 times.
They make
$20 a day.
Right.
Still, I gotta wonder whether I would, go in to McDonald's and blow it on a burger.
Well, maybe it's okay. That's a great question. I'm not an international person. If someone has done some international traveling and could answer that for us, 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can always change the topic.
I've been to 13 countries, but I can't tell you how
McDonald's.
I can't tell you how McDonald's work in every. I've been to McDonald's in Canada.
Well, maybe it's one of those things where it's
which isn't really just like
maybe it's more of a
big American
tourist thing. Maybe they're more expecting that tourists, American tourists, are going to be the ones that patronize their business, and so maybe they can keep their prices at similar levels.
Why in the world would you go to another country for all those new experiences and then eat at McDonald's again?
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty of people that
would
do
that. I got a story about that
today.
This
is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 1-800-259-9231. And anything goes.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartavite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. To the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? That's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control. 1-800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We do it live on Saturday nights. We actually do the show live six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and then this Saturday show from 7 till 10 Eastern Time. So join us and literally hijack the airwaves. Take control of the show at 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of members getting interactive there at freetalklive.com. Man, what you were going to tell a story.
I was. We were talking about, maybe McDonald's were in foreign countries in order to cater to Americans abroad. And, it just seems so silly to me to go abroad and then eat at McDonald's.
Well, it also wouldn't seem like that would work very well as far as a business plan, but okay.
It does seem like a bad business plan, but I was coming up with an example from today. I went down to Fort Lauderdale today from Tampa in order to purchase a car. My wife and I drove down there, and the gentleman from whom I purchased the car, you know, I asked him, so where would be a good local place to eat? And he recommends this Italian place called Carrabba's. Come on, man. Carrabba's is everywhere.
Did he not know?
Actually, he's kind of foreign, and he didn't. He thought that Carrabba's was only
a local.
Yeah.
Right.
But, people do that. Mm-hmm. That's why the interstate is covered in Applebee's and Outbacks. You know, if you go along I-75, which has to relate to at least many of our listeners.
Sure. East Coast people?
Yep. I-75, actually, it's sort of Midwest.
You could go along probably any interstate, but I'm sorry.
And you see so many of these franchised restaurants just over and over again. And to me, I don't get it.
I
stopped at a little local Italian place called Tower Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I had, you know, some food cooked by locals.
Right.
That, I don't know. To me,
all the food's cooked by locals. Just
to me,
some of them follow the same recipes. That's all.
I don't know. No,
some of them use the same ingredients.
Carrabba's is owned by a corporation.
The Outback Corporation, right?
Yes, it's owned by a corporation, and it bothers me. You know, I don't like the idea. I like to support mom and pop.
Well, I understand. I'm sure you understand why it's that way. It's because people like familiarity.
Yes,
people like to be able to go on a road trip and still be able to eat McDonald's when they get to where they're going, if they're into that sort of food. I mean, if what you do is eat McDonald's, and I don't, I personally am not a fan of their food at all, but if there's millions of Americans that do, obviously, on a, if not a weekly, daily basis, eat at McDonald's. And so for them, it gives them the sense of, oh, maybe I'm not so far from home after all. There's a McDonald's, or there's the Burger King, or there's the Chick-fil-A, or whatever. Do you see what I'm saying? It gives them that sort of sense of, it's okay to be here because there's things I'm familiar with. It's not a totally strange sound, because not sound town. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a totally strange area of the country, because one thing's for sure, if I go through those golden arches, there's going to be a cheeseburger waiting for me.
And I know what it's going to taste like.
Yeah, it's kind of that sense of security. You know exactly what you're going to get from location to location. Whereas if it is a mom and pop, they might have a combo of spices that you don't like, or some sort of something on the menu that doesn't really agree with you, and you're randomly trying something new. And a lot of people don't like trying new things. And so franchises give them the opportunity to not have to. That's how I see it, at least.
I like to go a little crazy, and if I'm going to go to a restaurant, I'm going to go to one I've never been before.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
But often in my town, though, I frequent the same places. So I don't actually stick entirely to my my philosophy.
But do you frequent the same mom-and-pop places, or do you frequent the same...
Generally, I frequent the same mom-and-pop places. Well, because I like mom-and-pop places.
And you found
general.
Ones that you like, and
I found
so you
ones
support
that I,
them.
You know,
well,
I
that
do.
Makes sense.
It does make sense, but I mean, there's probably others I would like.
Also, there's only so many mom-and-pop places, I think, on the side of the road by the interstate. Would you say that of the restaurants that are interstate-bound...
But if the demand's there,
95%,
that's why they're there, is because the demand is there.
Right.
If the demand was for mom-and-pop places on the side of the interstate, then...
They'd be there.
They would be there.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So 1-800-259-9231, we're still looking for the answer to the question of, how do they do it? How does McDonald's do it? Across the world, are we getting fleeced? Was your question basically, man? Because if they can get the right. If they can get the hamburger patties for 5 cents a patty, if they can build a hamburger for 7 cents,
right? Well, I'm just wondering if it's $5 for a Big Mac value meal here, they must be selling it significantly cheaper in Beijing.
They must be selling it for $1.50.
If the average income in China is $2 per day.
Right.
And even if Beijing, the income's 10 times as much, which
maybe,
I gotta wonder why everybody in China doesn't move to Beijing.
Maybe
then.
Wages are a huge factor. Maybe since we have the minimum wage here in this country, maybe it's a larger factor than you and I might imagine, man. Which maybe the fact that you only have to pay your Chinese McDonald's employees 20 cents an hour
really does have a significant effect
probably
on
does.
The amount that you could charge for the product.
Yeah,
so maybe if we did get rid of the minimum wage in this country, we would really, within a few, you know, within the next year or so, see prices drop dramatically. Of course, that's assuming we would have
the
deflation.
People that were making less money would then be able to buy more things with less money.
Wait, say again?
People that were making less money due to a minimum wage being gotten rid of would be able to buy more things with less money.
That's true. I'm
assuming
that deflation would happen.
Few of them would be offered less money. There would be very few people.
Right. It would. It certainly wouldn't be an immediate thing. If we were to get rid of the minimum wage next week in the United States, I can't see that a lot of companies would all of a sudden slash their wages.
But there would be some people that would go to companies and say, look, I want a job.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they wouldn't have given them to in the past. Maybe they were convicted of a felony and people were just, you know, they were too scared to hire a felon. Or maybe they had no legs. Or maybe they were blind. You know, there's lots of
Maybe they just weren't worth $5 an hour before.
That's certainly possible, but I believe that the people that aren't worth $5 at a certain job are worth $5 at some other job.
Sure.
Unless, you know, they're handicapped for some reason or another, and those people want to earn their own way, too. They want to be able to make spending money. So I think that we should give them the opportunity by getting rid of them.
I think what would probably one of the first things that you'd see happen after, and I'm not an economic expert or anything like that, it's just my ideas, and if you've got some, 1-800-259-9231. But if we were to get rid of the minimum wage, man, which I think one of the first things that would happen would be that impoverished areas of this country would start to flourish. People who live in, you know, the backwoods towns and the poor sections of the inner cities. Of course, if we're getting rid of the minimum wage, hopefully we'd be getting rid of zoning laws at the same time. So you'd be able to open up your own little lemonade stand and literally work it yourself and not have to face somebody shutting you down as a result of it. Or open up your own business in your house and hire some people from the neighborhood to come work there for a very low rate. Well, you don't have to pay them a lot. They're from the neighborhood. They're going to come by. They're around anyway. Maybe some of the housewives would be able to come by and make a little bit of extra money working at your household business location.
Right.
So I could see the people that have always wanted to go into business for themselves having the opportunity to do so because they don't have as much immediate startup overhead as a result of the minimum wage. So I could see eliminating the minimum wage could literally bring depressed areas out of their depression within a short period of time.
Absolutely. If you can get the government, the more you can get the government out of your economic system, the better off it's going to do.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Should we get rid of the minimum wage? You think that's a bad idea? We want to hear from you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. If you want it to be, all you have to do is dial in toll-free to take control. 1-800-259-9231, the live Saturday night edition. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Also, don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates section. All you have to do is click updates, sign up. Maybe it takes you a minute or two, and then from that point on, any sort of news about the show gets sent straight to your email box. You'll be one of the first people to know about it.
Well, you're holding out on the Shrine of Female Listeners
page. I am holding out, and I'm not going to. I'm not going to argue with you about it.
You're supposed to get updated on that. You know?
You will get updated when I put it online.
Why are you holding out?
Because I want to get a validated one. She promised a validated one, so I'm not going to waste my time putting her up just to have to replace her 2 days later. It's more exciting to announce, hey, we've got a new validated Shriner, than to announce, we got another Shriner.
Well, I think that it's exciting to announce both of those things.
Well, you're not the webmaster. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Rusty in Montreal, Canada. Rusty, you're on with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Excellent, Rusty.
Easter. Listen, I wanted to tell you, I've worked in about 12 to 13 different countries, from the Philippines to Moscow. I can give you an analogy. There, believe it or not, McDonald's is, the bourgeoisie is the place to go. For example, if you go to, let's say, Moscow, center of Moscow, over by Red Square, only very rich guys, foreign girls with foreigners, mainly hookers, or very expensive well-to-do families for birthday parties go to McDonald's.
Huh.
The prices aren't that much different. For example, in the Philippines, what they do in a lot of these countries, they have what you say McDonald's wannabe. In the Philippines, they have something called Jollibees, which is McDonald's imitation, which is lined with people. The hamburgers are like an equivalent of like 50 to 60 cents for these super yucky Filipino cheeseburgers, and they're more profitable, actually. But McDonald's, comparably price-wise, is cheaper. But when you look at their wages, it's like 2 days' wages. In Russia, it's about 2 days' wages to really eat proper. You know how we eat the Big Mac meal
right.
and so forth and the extra
2 days' wages, really?
At least 2 days, because I remember I'm in a city. My fiancé's from Russia, so I was there last year visiting. I was in a city in the middle of Russia, central part, about a million people, called Cherkasy. Now, there's two McDonald's there. I go because I like the French fries. I don't care if you're American. I've lived all over the world. I got to have those damn French fries.
You
I
like
don't
the
care
familiarity.
No, it's the potatoes, brother.
Okay.
It's the potatoes. I don't care. Well, I was in Asia. I lived there for a while. I was eating rice till I turned blue. I don't want to ever see a bowl of rice in my life. But I was at the McDonald's there, right? Now, my driver and my translator, they've only seen McDonald's from the outside, and most of the people I was with, it was like their first time. This was a 45-year-old man, an engineer in Russia, okay? First time in his life going to McDonald's.
Wow. So you're telling me, wait, Rusty, you're saying that McDonald's in other countries...
It's the bourgeoisie. It's the place to be.
It's like fine dining.
Well, no, it's status. Now, it's also different dining.
It's what?
For them, someone in the Philippines or Asia has been eating rice all their life or eating native foods, or someone in Russia has been eating their native food, it is status. What you're selling is brand name and status.
I see.
So you are something special if you're eating in McDonald's, right?
No, you're big time because of the cost. Just by being there, you got to remember, I give the example, the Philippines is a better example. They've got their own version. They got Jollibees, and they got a copycat version of KFC, believe it or not.
Huh.
Because KFC is really big. Chicken in Southeast Asia, fried KFC fried chicken is the status symbol. They carry
now,
the box.
They make it
around
with soy there, right, in Southeast Asia? Like it's dark brown?
No, it's the same chicken. It's universal. That stuff is sent on boats throughout the world. What makes fast food is this conformity in universal standards. The crap tastes the same, brother. It's here in Bombay, India. It's the scariest thing. I've tested it just to see. I don't go to places to eat. I just wanted to see had they got this down to such a formula.
And they do.
It's honestly, God bless. Now, if you're in Beijing, like I was in Beijing and Shanghai, that is the status place to be.
So now, Rusty, you've been all over the world. What made you go to Montreal, Canada, most recently?
Well, actually, I got a job here.
There you go.
I got a job here. No, I work as an investment banker, as a consultant. I'm here. Actually, my contract is up in 2 months. And my main place, even though I'm America, I like to live and I like the people. Trying to live in, I like Malaysia, believe it or not. It's the nicest place. The police, you never see them.
Really?
Listen, if they come out the police station, they're mad at you. Okay, it's not so crooked like other places in the world. People don't understand about Islamic countries. There's not a lot of crime.
Yeah.
There's no monkey business. You got hookers, but they stay inside. It's zero drugs. Remember, Malaysia, you know anything about Malaysian law. You get caught with drugs, especially trafficking, you just die. They got it on the customs forms when you're flying in, so there's like ignorance laws, no excuses. But they're the nicest people. It's a multicultural society. So
now you're talking about Kuala Lumpur. Is that specifically where you're
going? Kuala Lumpur. That's where I mainly stay. I tried the Philippines. That place is so crooked. That's one of the most amoral cultural environments I've ever seen in my life. No.
How about Costa Rica? Have you ever been to Costa Rica?
I was there for 2 weeks. Nice place. Very dodgy. Any place with a U.S. influence is very dodgy. We didn't build colonies very well. For some reason, we just didn't do the colony because I don't think we had some kind of cultural ambivalence about it.
When you say dodgy, what do you mean?
Not so
well,
bad.
What I mean by that, okay, look at the colonies that the U.S. had. We had Cuba, which was a mess. We had the Philippines, right?
Right.
We had the Philippines. At least the British put together Hong Kong and Singapore.
Right.
Malaysia. At least they put together a decent
Yeah, Hong Kong's definitely a success story.
So is Singapore.
Right.
So is Malaysia, actually. So is even the Bahamas, as bad as it is, it's got a financial hub to it. And a free market system. We never did that throughout the world. You can pick one American colony that's worth being Guam? No. Wow. Oh, Samoa?
How about Micronesia?
No. Pardon me? Micronesia is worse. It's on the nuclear testing ground. So if you look at the American
They make all those little islands glow out there.
Oh, they did. Even if you go to, let's say, Vietnam, which is basically an American colony, that one, we left that place in a mess. So you can always tell the difference. Now, the Philippines had a chance because they had such advantages over up there. They had a direct pipeline to the U.S. market. You know, people don't realize we're the number one buyer of everything in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every country in the world. No, people don't understand it. We're the number one buyer of everything. Malaysia's number one export partner is the U.S. China. You can keep going down the line, but they had an advantage, but they just, it's, we left that place a mess.
I'm just dumbfounded by Rusty. He's just so worldly and educated in a lot of places.
Because what happened is, remember in the go-go years of the 90s, the world was taking the world public. In other words, company they needed expertise, and I got a connection in Hong Kong that got me my first job.
Oh, what was it like in Hong Kong?
Hong Kong is tall, is crowded, they're more ruder than New Yorkers. I had an Aussie say, and a South African say, these are the rudest SOBs I've ever met, but it's a fun city. It's multicultural. It's a fun city, but I didn't like living there because I just need to get away from people. You never get away from people in Hong Kong. You can hang that up. And there's poverty there that's intergenerational. It's worse than anything in the inner city. There's 10 generations of people stayed in the same apartments, same areas. Because what the Chinese did, they're naturally ethnocentric themselves. Combine that with British class consciousness.
Oh, I see.
So you got a really bad... You don't understand. We don't understand that as Americans. We don't understand. See, when we go to a place...
Rusty, you got 20 seconds.
It's face-to-face, but everyone else deals with you by social status, your card. or where you went to school at. And that's just the way they determine the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But also, I sent you an email. Bring up the religion factor, Christianity, so-called Christianity.
Rusty, you'll have to call us back sometime, man, because you got a lot to say. Thanks for the call, man. 1-800-259-9231. Someone who knows a little bit more about the world than we do. It's your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 800-259-9231. So, Manwich, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. We have learned tonight because of Rusty, who called in a few moments ago. Who was very, very internationally renowned.
Yes, investment banker.
Yes, he's traveled around, been to, what do you say, at least 13 different countries in his career?
I think he said more than that.
Yeah, just amazing wealth of knowledge. And you just gain that stuff by going places.
Being a radio talk show host doesn't really drag you to a lot of different exotic locations.
No,
you pretty much go
does.
To the same studio every night.
Yeah, plus being a poor radio talk show host doesn't help things either.
Very unlikely.
So we have to rely on you guys to clue us in on some things. And as far as that was, so we learned tonight that McDonald's apparently has similar pricing structures in the other nations that it has stores in.
And it's a status symbol.
And yeah, you're elite if you eat at McDonald's in Russia.
So it's like, I don't know, is there any like high-end chains? The only thing I think of is like Fleming's Steakhouse, but Ruth Chris is probably
McDonald's is the Ruth Chris of Russia,
yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
If you're a thug in Russia and you spot somebody with a Happy Meal, you know it'd probably be good to knock them over because they got some money.
I would think, though, that you would be able to get good food better at other restaurants. Like, you would be able to eat the meal that you would have at Ruth Chris, or at least the meal you would have at Outback.
For less
than you would be able to get a meal from McDonald's.
That's,
you know,
the way I think it usually is in most countries. So it's bizarre that McDonald's isn't able to reduce its prices.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. We also had an email come in here throughout the show tonight. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Somebody mentioned earlier that he thought that we should ban lawyers from becoming politicians. And interestingly, and you kind of balked at that, man, which, interestingly enough, according to Sean, he says, actually, there's some law that backs this concept up. In 1810, there was a proposed 13th Amendment to the Constitution that said this: if any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without the consent of Congress, accept and retain any present, pension, office, or emolument of any kind whatever from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States, and shall be incapable of holding any office or trust, or profit under them, or either of them. So that basically says that nobody with a noble title can hold office
right. In
the United States. Being a member of the bar, the British Accredited Registry...
I don't think that the lawyers... wrote the amendment would have allowed that part to be the same, because, you know, the bar, each state has its own individual bar. Now I know that people, the bar is originally a British thing, but not really, not in practicality in America. It's not, you know, there's no British guy saying, all right, you know, sorry, I'm not gonna be able to pull off a good British accent here, I'm sorry. But, you know, there's no British guy running your individual state bars, you know, saying, ha, we really have America under our thumb. They don't even know what this admiralty law thing's all about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, come on. You know, I mean...
Well, the point is interesting, though. I mean, the idea that we were going to have a 13th Amendment that said you could not hold office if you were an esquire. Or if you have some sort of title of nobility, if you're a knight, an esquire, or whatever, you couldn't hold office in the United States. Now, he says, according to Sean, that there's dispute as to whether or not it was even properly ratified. Possibly something like one or two states never got the amendment to ratify it. So, in theory, they would only need to ratify it for it to pass and actually become an amendment.
Hmm.
Sure, I think it'd be
nice.
Keep them out. They do nothing but cause trouble for us. Because they get into office, they pass all kinds of laws, and then they make money off of them down the road. They help the law industry. That's all that most of our laws do, is just enrich lawyers.
Well,
and I'm not saying that lawyers aren't valuable.
We could just stop voting for them.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Now, I'll grant you that most of the people, that if you want to be a politician, what you do is you go get yourself a legal degree. And most people that are running are lawyers, but you could just choose not to vote for any lawyers.
Yes, you could. And then again, that would probably make it so you wouldn't, like you were saying, you wouldn't be able to vote for anybody. Because the Republican's probably a lawyer, and the Democrat's probably a lawyer, and odds are good, all the laws they've passed...
And the Libertarian's probably like a flower delivery guy or something.
All of the laws that they've passed prevent the Libertarians from probably even being in the race. So usually you only have the two to choose from. And
yes.
You're very funny, man. Which we actually,
I am rather clever.
Here in the Tampa Bay area, one of our Libertarian candidates literally is a flower delivery.
Well, it would be great if we got him in, mind you.
It really would. 1-800-259-9231. So there you go. Should we ban lawyers from the holding of public office? Nah, it couldn't hurt. I really don't think it could hurt.
I don't like it. Doesn't sound like the hallmark of a free society.
Getting them to actually approve that particular amendment, especially in this day and age, is going to be a bit of a task.
Well, the amendment, like you said, the amendment is kind of hanging out there.
Yeah.
I mean, one could research that amendment and kind of drag it up and see what we could do with it. You know?
Interesting.
If you could fly it by in a few more states, and then, you know, there you go.
Well, one of the other things that is going to be difficult...
Of course, there would be a lot more states than there were in 18-whatever.
Yeah.
And so you'd have a lot. You'd have quite a few states to go through.
One of the other things that's going to be very difficult to get through Congress, but would be a major coup if we actually could, would be a huge victory for freedom in this country, is something that our friends over at Downsize DC have put together. DownsizeDC.org have put together. They're currently working on some legislation that is going to force, and normally I'm against force, but in this case I'm all for it.
Uh-huh.
It's going to force the politicians to actually read every single law that comes up for a vote.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to put a law up for a vote, you understand that it's going to have to be read word for word in front of everybody. Everybody who can vote on that law will have to be present in order to vote for it. They have to be present for the entire reading of it. And we're going to give you details as we get them because there's more coming out on that. We got plenty of time here for your calls, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. And you can, again, talk about political issues, maybe a personal problem, you got a rant you want to get off your chest. We're here for you, and we do this until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwish.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives. Yes, that's right. We give away our archives, unlike those other talk shows that feel that they can get away with charging $5 a month, and they do charge $5 a month for their archives. We do the same thing for free. We give you the last six shows, fully archived and described right there at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out.
So I'm wondering, these McDonald's that are in different countries. Now, the thing about McDonald's is homogeny. Everything's the same.
That's right.
Do they get all their hamburgers from the same place? I mean,
probably.
McDonald's is not really. The corporation itself is basically a company that supplies the restaurants that you...
the franchisees.
Yeah, the franchisees. So, I mean, do they ship these hamburgers from
From I think they get them from
Chicago.
Like Chile or something like that.
I thought, well, I mean, the first McDonald's was in like Chicago, the first franchise or whatever. Ed Koch, and I don't
Ed
know.
Ed Koch. No, that's the guy from the People's Court. He's a former mayor of New York.
Well, then the guy's name is Koch. Maybe it's Ray Koch.
No, Ray Kroc. Ray Kroc. That's the name.
I don't know everything about these things, but. What I'm wondering is do they get them all from the same place? Do they have just a method of making hamburgers? I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of wondering.
Well, no, they have. There's got to be.
All taste the same.
No, there's some factory somewhere that McDonald's probably owns that they just crank out the burgers and then they ship them off to all the different countries. I'm sure it's that simple. Maybe they have more than one factory, but obviously, you have to have the same source if you want to have it all taste the same, I would think.
The same individual source or just the same recipe?
The same source. I mean, maybe they have... I don't know. I'm not a McDonald's expert.
That's why it costs 2 days' wages to buy one in Russia, I guess.
Maybe so.
Because they have cows in Russia. They could make... I mean, right. They could make the hamburgers
maybe they taste
more cheaply.
Maybe cows in Russia taste different from cows in Brazil or wherever it is that they get their cows from. Because I don't think it's in the United States. I'm pretty sure they don't get their meat from the United States, but I'm not positive on that.
Yeah.
You know the biz...
The next best place is Argentina, usually.
If you know the burger biz better than me, call in. 1-800-259-9231.
How could you not know the burger biz better than us?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, even if you've just worked there, you probably pick up on some of that info. If you're just a McDonald's employee, they probably give you the... like the monthly newsletter that talks about where they're getting their burgers from now and their stock level, their stocks and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the average burger flipper does know a thing or two more than we do. Probably. 1-800-259-9231. That is toll free. 1-800-259.
We've got a lot of people calling in that work for McDonald's, but we do get a lot of pizza delivery guys.
It's been a while since we've had a pizza dude call the show, though. I don't think we've had too many pizza dudes call the show since we've been syndicated, actually.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Maybe they've all been arrested for smoking weed.
It would have to
be. Poor guys, they really just get picked on too much. Yeah, we just actually had a story not too long ago about one that was caught for selling marijuana with pizza boxes. Like, he'd put the quarter pound of marijuana in the pizza box. Anyway, we got a whole other hour to go here. 1-800
pizza with a QP.
1-800-259-9231. We could talk about the war on drugs if we want to. Got something about a drug violator and her day in court. It's actually a follow-up on a story we did a long time ago. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're tired of...